Hello.
Afternoon, this is Max from The Critic.
Hi, Max. How are you going?
Good, John. How are
It's
you?
Johnny.
Hey, cheers for putting the time
No
aside for
problem,
us.
bro. That's all
Sorry,
good.
is it?
That's all good.
Cool. Let's start then.
Sure.
Wicked.
Let's start then.
Yeah. First thing is letting you know how good it is to have a band that's, done the overseas thing, not had it work out, and then is willing to, come back to New Zealand, put us first again rather than anything else. What is it that made you guys think, okay, we've tried other things, let's just go back to where we know we loved?
It really is more about firstly making a record that we loved. That was it. I mean, I wouldn't even bother touring after the experience we had. I think everybody in the band were like, we better fucking totally dig what we do on this next record, otherwise we're just not gonna bother, you know? And so we had to do that first, and then we did that. And we always felt uncomfortable with the name Pacifier. So the name changed back to Shehard. Basically was like, good, yay, thank fucking God. Made a good record and then went, right, okay, what is the most important thing to us? Okay, well, really, we love the record that we made. And then to be able to just play that music where people would want to hear it, whether that be in America or New Zealand or Australia or Europe or whatever. So, it was the first time in our careers where we basically went, we hadn't gone, right, here's the big plan for the next year and a half. We actually just made the record and then went, oh, fuck. His choice. That sounds good. Now what are we going to do? Oh, right. Well, let's. Oh, they want us to play in Australia. Okay, let's go play there. Want to play in New Zealand? Okay, sure. Let's do it. It's basically just sort of we're making it up as we go along, you know. And like there's talk of going to Europe later on this year now. And I think it's basically we're just going to follow wherever people sort of pick up the record and go, fuck, this is cool, and might sing it live, and without going, running around ramming it down people's throats, and that was more it really
So
than saying, oh, we're just going to play in New Zealand, you know.
Sure. So you've decided basically to put yourselves first then for once, have you? Is that
Yeah, pretty
that's where it is?
selfishly, but at the same time it's made for really fucking good shows
Yeah, sure has. Good
and
music.
a really good morale in the band, you know, like, and like seriously, it was like, after all the shit we went through, it was like it had to be our way. Otherwise, I would have just walked away from it, you know?
That's an interesting because there's been pressures of all sorts of types on you guys for years and years, and they've only got worse for a very long time. Plenty of bands wouldn't have made it through that, you know?
I know. I know.
I was
It's
sort of
like
thinking of this, Straitjacket Fits as opposed to maybe a comparison there.
Yeah. I mean, and there have definitely been days, like when we were Pacifier and when we were in America and they went to war, and I was just going, "Oh, I don't know if it's worth the fucking hassle," you know. But then it only takes one show where you turn on, even if it's in front of 100 fucking people in the middle of nowhere, if they walk out going, fuck, I just saw something that just fucking blew me away. It's really hard to walk away from that buzz, because it really is a buzz, It's like, I mean, like, there's, I really miss my family a lot, when I'm away touring. I miss Wellington a lot. I miss being away from New Zealand a lot, but then you play a fucking show, we played a show in Brisbane, in the middle of Brisbane the other day, and it was just ballistic, people like climbing up walls and it's just like, oh, it feels so good to be inside that shit, it just, it's really life affirming and it's just really positive, I just can't think of anything better to do with my life,
Brilliant.
than make music,
You prefer playing live?
Eh?
You prefer playing live to making albums?
Oh, I love the whole deal, dude. I love writing a bit of music, Like, I mean, there's nothing better than to, wake up one morning without, and there's nothing there, and then all of a sudden, out of thin air, there's some new music in the world, and you were part of that coming about, and then you go to sleep at night, and you've changed things,
Sure.
Like, it's really nice, you know. It's I love writing. I think writing's great, but there is definitely sometimes it's like jumping out of a plane, you know, when you play live, you know. It's like you don't know what's going to happen, but when you land right, it's fucking great.
Speaking about not knowing before you play live, AATS Square, new album.
Oh, yeah.
It's a free gig, so you're not sure if they're your biggest fans. They're there, to be honest. They could be anyone that's been passing by.
For sure.
How was the feeling before that?
I didn't have much time to think about it because I basically flew up to Auckland. All of a sudden, I was fucking meeting the Prime Minister at this press conference, having my photo taken with her, and then doing a fucking press conference with her. And then 15 minutes later, we were literally on stage in front of 8,000 people.
So you didn't have
time and I didn't have time to really think about it, and so it was just like a fucking walk on stage, wow, there's a fucking shitload of people. And then it was just like, oh great, what a perfect way to fucking, you know, highlight we've got a bunch of new songs and stuff. And but I finally saw the actual DVD of it and went, fuck, it actually looks bigger than I remembered it. I think I was so nervous that I had my eyes closed for most of the truth. I didn't realise how big it was until I actually saw it on TV, and then went, "Oh right,
yeah."
It's, I mean, yeah, it was free, but watching, you know, even people who came for free bouncing in unison like that and singing the songs as loud as that, it was like, fuck, there was a really good vibe there, eh?
Cool. I'm thinking you met Helen Clark on New Zealand Music Month business, did you?
That was the launch, what the gig was for, you know.
Yeah.
So Helen flew in from Germany, I think, that morning. We had our photo taken. She came straight from the airport. I came straight from the airport.
Now, this is a lady who claims not to have heard of John Farnham. Did she pretend she knew who you were?
I think she's given out an award, like at a TUI's evening. To us, I think she was aware of us. I think she was a little standoffish because I was all dressed in black and I had long hair and I looked like a scumbag. And but you know, I made it quite clear that I'm fully backing her when it comes to her versus Brash. So, you know, I think that put her at ease a little bit.
Yeah. Do you think that it's got into talking politics? Do you think you've gotten more comfortable with being a little bit political since you've been in the US?
It's not so much being comfortable with being more political. It's just like just watching what went on there. I just, as a human being, I just can't sit in on the sidelines. You know, like I just think it's time for not just fucking people in bands, but people in every fucking walk of life to actually fucking work out what side of the fence they're sitting on, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's, I mean, that's just what I've chosen to do, but I think to actually put the fucking world back on the path that I personally believe that it should be in, I think more people have to do that too, you know? I mean, fuck, I never really have a full grasp of fucking politics, and I still got the hang up from when I was younger where you know, you're sort of like looking at them going, well, which puppet should I fucking vote for?
Yeah.
But at the same time, when that attitude sort of, that attitude's responsible for someone like George Bush being in power because kids are going, well, they're both as fucked as each other, which is not actually the truth. He's way more fucked, you know, and he's actually, you know, killing people, you know, and it's like, I just think people have got to actually start fucking talking about it because it's just too important, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. I'd trip over myself left, right, and centre if I had to speak about specifics in politics, you know? Like, but I definitely know what I feel, you know?
Is that coming through in your music more, do you think, from your album?
Oh, I think, there's a core bunch of, like, sort of four or five songs which could be directed at Johnny Howard, George Bush, or the like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's from living in Australia and touring through the States while they invaded Iraq and stuff.
Was it intentional, or did it just happen?